Hey, everybody. Welcome to Declutter Me. This is episode 14. Hey, Shalina. How are you doing this week?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good as well. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about makeup. Because...
Okay, so I'm going to just walk out of this episode now, and then you can just do your monologue, and then I'll come in to do the conclusion. Is that what's happening?
No, you can be part of it as well.
Okay, cool.
Like, the best makeup artists I've dealt with are men. It's useful for you to know, you know, when you have your other half has her makeup, you can tell her how long she should keep it or not keep it and what to do with it and et cetera, et cetera.
When has that ever worked? Like,
Oh my God.
You're asking me to tell eventual significant other.
The violins are playing.
Yeah. So the eventual significant other, how and what she should do and how she should organize her makeup, going to go down well.
It might do. She might be... appreciate your advice on it. Otherwise, she can just listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that might be easier. But even that would be like... what are you trying to tell me?
Well, everybody has to do it anyway at some point or another. And there's a lot of makeup out there, and there's a lot of brands out there. And people buy the same ones in different brands. I do for eyeliner. I have about 5 different types of eyeliner because I use a lot and I like different types. But there's a time frame for how long you should keep it. So I'm going to give a brief overview of how long you should keep it and what to do with the makeup when you throw it away or donate it. So we're going to go through that. So the main thing is... like mascara is a big thing because mascara goes off really quickly, and if you keep it for too long, it can be dangerous for your eyes. So that one is to keep only for 3 months.
Okay.
So people have to keep that for that long, and it's very funny that you're disagreeing. It's hilarious today.
I'm just okay.
And same with liquid eyeliner, you have to keep that for that long. From the 6 months to 1 year, it's foundation and concealer, as well as face washes and eye creams. But check with a lot of toiletries, the face creams, the washes, the acne creams, serums, they have a sell by date on them, on a lot of them now. And even on some of the makeup. So more makeup that's coming out, especially from Europe, does have dates on it. Not too sure about the Korean stuff and the American products, but I know the European ones do. So just check on that.
But when you say, like, whatever, toss them out or don't use them beyond, whatever, 2 months or 6 months, whatever, this is just in terms of even storage? Or do you mean, like, in terms of actual use?
Storage, if you haven't opened it up, they can last longer. But because of the heat here and where you store it. So if you've kept it, say, in your bathroom, under your sink, where there's the hot water pipes and everything, it might not last that long, or even after you've opened it. So bear that in mind. So keep them in a cool, stored place if you buy them. And people do go abroad, or even to shops here, to the makeup shops, and buy in bulk when they don't need to. If you can buy the products in the stores at any time, you do not need to buy 2-3 of them, even when there's a special offer. I mean, I'm giving you the dates and how long to keep the items, but that is a kind of universal date. But of course, it could be that it doesn't last as long here just because of the heat factor. Even with aircon on, it still could get affected. So there'd be the aircon will make it drier. And then there's the heat as well. We've got the creamy stuff. So the creamy lip gloss, face cream, shower gels, any gels. They're from 1 to 1.5 years. And you can see with certain items as well, like with lip glosses, you can see them coming gloopy when it goes off or because of the heat. And same with the cream eyeshadows. They go funny consistency and they don't go on your face properly. So it goes all funny. So you know then that you have to get rid of it. With powder shadows, they're usually from 6 months to 1 year. And with them, I find if you smell it, you can smell an acrid kind of smell, like a bitter smell with these products, then you know it's time for them to go. Then we go on to lipsticks and nail polishes. So they're for 2 years, and powder foundations and powder eyeshadows last for 2 years. And with them as well, the same thing with nail polishes, you can see them congealing and separating. And as soon as that happens, you know it's time for them to go. And it doesn't go on properly on your nails as well. And another thing is I find a lot of people buy nail polishes, but they also go to nail bars. Now, if you go to a nail bar often, say every week or every few weeks, why have you got nail polish at home unless it's a favorite color that you wear or you take with you to the nail spa? But a lot of people don't. They just buy loads and loads of nail polishes, and it's pointless when we are a community that do like going to nail salons. So unless you need one for in case of emergency. And with lipsticks, people buy a lot of lipsticks just because it's a cool new color out. what suits you, what looks good. You know, I have ones that I use all the time, so I have them and that's it. I don't buy very much else. And finally, for 3 years is the shampoo and conditioner and the body lotions and your perfume and your hairsprays. But they mostly have, well, the perfume don't, but the others do have best before dates on them. So check on that. So it could be less depending on the product, especially with organic products, it might be less. Perfume is a massive thing. So let's talk about that. Here, it's a culture to buy a lot of perfume here. People buy perfumes for birthdays, for Eid, you know, for any reason. And people will have tons and tons of them. And I always ask clients, do you wear all of them? You know, they'll say they mix them, but not all of them. You know, some people have 50 to 100 bottles. They're never going to use all of them. And, you know, unless if they try them all on, they're really going to smell a lot. Get the ones that you use on a regular basis. So I have one that I use on a daily basis and one I use for night and one that was given as a present from my mum, which I'm keeping for now, which I'll eventually donate. But that's it. That's my limit, you know. So do that, you know, find the ones that your key signature smell. And don't keep all the millions of others, you know, unless there's a reason. Donate them, give them away, give them as presents. Don't open the boxes so you can give it as a present. You can see the money just looking at all those perfumes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially certain brands, the Tom Fords are $100 each, you know. You don't need every single one from him just to have nice little looking bottles on your bedside, you know, in your dressing table. It's clutter. So think about that. And because they do go off quite quickly. So that's the main thing. We're donating with MAC. If you finish the containers, you can give 6 of them back to MAC. They have a special initiative that they've had for many, many years. If you give 6 of their empty containers back, you get a free lipstick. So I do that all the time. So there's a lipstick I use all the time from MAC, and I go through it so quickly that I always have lots of empty containers to give away. And the same is Lush. Lush has, and I can't remember how many empty containers it is, but if you can give them back, I think it's 6 as well. Give that back, you get something free as well. So there's a lot of initiatives out there to help people to recycle. And certain places, you Shuamera, which is big in Asia, you can get a pallet and then refill them with the eyeshadow so that you don't have to buy the whole sets. You can just get the separate eyeshadows for the palettes. So it's brilliant. There's lots of initiatives, so use them. But the first thing is to declutter the ones that are old.
Yeah, and I think also it's good that you mentioned these, because I think when you look at things like makeup or toiletries and all of this other stuff, you generally don't think of like an expiration date. Like it never really occurs to you, really. And so don't think I've done it in a long time. But yeah, I'm sure that at some point in my life it has been like that, where I pulled something out from the back of the back of the cabinet or something, where it's like it's just been sitting there for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, well, I might as well use it now. Like, you know, because you keep going out, you keep like shower gel is a great example. Like there's so many times you walk by and be like, oh, this sounds good. Well, get it. Anyway, I mean, I have shower gel at home right now, but that's okay because it'll last a while and I'm just going to take it and stack it and line it up. And then suddenly you realize that, yeah, it smells weird.
There is that. And I mean, there's a lot of things, hair products. People buy hair products. I mean, I have curly hair, so I'm always trying to find different products to keep my hair curly. But some of it is horrible. It's useless stuff. So I don't know why I keep it for a while, you know, in the hope that it might improve. It won't improve. It's just going to stay under the cupboard. If I find that, I'll give it away. I'll give it to my mother or I'll give it to friends who have the same hair who might appreciate it more and they can try it out. Or my maid, she loves it that I give her a lot of stuff. So, and, you know, I get free samples of things if I don't use it. I get free samples of perfumes and I only wear one kind, so I don't want any of these samples, so that's given away a lot as well. But yeah, people don't realize, and men don't realize as well. And so, like grooming products, you know, shaving gel does have an expiration date as well. You see at the bottom of the can, and check, and if it gets rusty on the can, then you know it's time for it to go. And you can feel it when you spray it out. Even with hairspray, you can feel it's not the right thing. And a big thing I always say to people, sun cream. Sun cream actually has an expiration date in big letters on it because they do go off. They stop working. And here, take off 6 months from that date because of the heat and because we take it out into the beach where it's so hot. So that one, they do go off. So you have to be careful, especially when you use it with kids. So yeah, so that's my advice today for makeup and toiletries.
Excellent. You can find more information about the show notes and all our other episodes by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. That's declutterme.com/podcast. Shalina, if people want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
They can go to the website as well and go to the contact section and fill in the form, and I'll be happy to help them with organizing their toiletries and their makeup.
Excellent. All right, we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.